I hope everyone is having a beautiful Sabbath, brethren. Brethren, just a few short weeks ago, we were observing the Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread. And just in 8 days, we will be observing Pentecost. Pentecost in the Greek means 50th. Mr. Hall talked about Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Weeks last Sabbath. This Sabbath, I will be talking about the Comforter, which is God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit was given on the first Pentecost after His resurrection. Those of you who want to title for this sermon is Comforter, Helper, and Holy Spirit. Jesus told the disciples this before He was crucified. And what did He tell them? Let's look over in John 16:7. John 16, verse 7. It says in chapter 16, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Let's look at another verse, brother, in Acts 1:15. Acts 1:15. "And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, 'The number of names together, we are about 120. Let's look at another verse, brother, in Acts 2:1-5. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling of Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." We're going to skip verse 6. Let's go down to Acts 2, verse 7. We'll leave that right there now. So some churches of the world use this scripture to allow for speaking other tongues, but no one understands it. But what does the scripture really say? Let's look over now, brother. We're right back close. Acts 2, verse 7 and 8, brother. To verse 7. "And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, 'Behold, are not all these which speak Galilean? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?'" Brother, we can all partake of this Holy Spirit that was given on the first Pentecost after His resurrection. It's over in Acts 2:38-39. "Then Peter said unto them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.'" Brother, that tells us what we have to do if we want to be Day of Pentecost, to have the same, partake of the same Spirit that that was given poured out on the disciples that day and the group that was there. It tells us we have to do what we have to do, brother. Brother, the day of Pentecost is an annual reminder that God poured out His Holy Spirit to establish His church as a group of believers who are led by His Spirit. Brother, we all need the Comforter, which is God's Holy Spirit. Every day of the year, not just at the day of Pentecost. So we need to stir up the Holy Spirit that God has so graciously given us. How do we do this? We do this through prayer and Bible study. Daily prayer and Bible study, brother. So let's drink in and stir up the Holy Spirit that God has so graciously given us each and every day.